finding that upright posture. Lengthening the spine and softening the muscles. And just noticing how you are this evening. Maybe it was a busy weekend, maybe relaxed. Maybe it was rushed to get here. Maybe you're not feeling prepared. Just noticing how you are, how the body is, and how the mind and heart are. And greeting those experiences kindly. Finding the breath for a bit. And if you recall the first foundation of mindfulness, this mindfulness of the body. So as new practitioners, we cultivated really being aware of every aspect of this primate mammal body, from our breath to all the physical sensations, to walking, to eating, to the five senses. So really grounding in our body with the idea that, you know, the Buddha taught that you could apparently become enlightened just by practicing mindfulness of the body for I think a few years probably. So it's a critical practice. It's the anchor to the now. And we must have this very subtle awareness of the body so that we can then become aware of Vedana, or the feeling tone. Body comes first and then feeling tone. So we'll sit for a bit in mindfulness of the body, and you know by now several practices. So you can choose. It could be just breathing, it could be a body scan, it could be skin, flesh, and bones, breath and body as a whole, individual sensations. That's your practice. Choosing what seems most skillful to you this evening. And remembering always with mindfulness of the body, I'm not trying to change anything. I'm just cultivating a presence, learning to reside in your body, be with a quality of kindness and tenderness. And then the second foundation of mindfulness, which we practiced in our last class and you had some reading about, is the practice of Vedana, or feeling tone. And feeling tone refers to the pleasant, unpleasant, or neither quality or tonal quality of all experiences that come in through our six sense organs: eyes, ears, nose, taste, touch. Also, in Buddhist psychology, the mind is considered a sense organ. So those six, say, doors, right? Information from the outside world comes in these six doors. And we, you know, our organism has to make a very quick decision on what's okay and what isn't. Hence, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. So we're all hardwired to like and seek more of what's pleasant, to dislike and try to get away from what's unpleasant. And when things are neutral, perhaps we're hardwired to seek stimulation. And you recall that these feeling tones, particularly pleasant and unpleasant, are really a linchpin. They're right there. You can turn right at the level of Vedana to suffering or not. With the pleasant, if we lead to wanting, or the unpleasant, we sort of progress to not wanting, then we are at risk of suffering. So we'll practice now for a bit, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, staying aware from moment to moment of what's coming in. All the doors. And as you are aware of these tonal qualities of all experiences that come in through the six doors. Being curious if following one of those tonal qualities, you notice wanting or not wanting, craving or aversion. And should you notice wanting or not wanting, let that be, just let that be in return, just to the bare experience of feeling tone, just labeling pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And you might discover that, let's say, a pleasant tone moved through so quickly that it was followed by wanting, and then some thoughts about all of that. So I noticed really how soft and strong my back feels this evening, and that's pleasant. Right away, though, the mind leaned into wanting more of what has contributed to my back's well-being this evening. Right away, thoughts and plans and plotting. So coming back, just pleasant. And then we progress to the third foundation of mindfulness, or citta. Some of you have likely read a bit about it, but I'll talk just a bit now. So citta means mind states. Sometimes we call citta the heart mind. So it's referring to all that happens in our mental activity, thoughts, emotions, combinations of those, moods which might be more enduring and lasting, and even more general, quote, states of mind like sleepy, focused, cloudy, alert, tired, etc. So the state of your mind. It's most common for our mental activity to have a combination of thoughts and emotions and associated physical sensations, because we've learned now that it all begins in the body. So these thoughts and emotions that we have proliferated from vedana, from feeling tone. Our brain is programmed to keep us alive at all cost. So although it might be hard to get one's head around, the thoughts and emotions that arise as a result of wanting or not wanting, liking or not liking, are all designed with our well-being in mind. and we don't have a say over them. They just happen. Our brilliant primate mammalian body doing everything it can to keep us safe, including those needs for safety, satisfaction, and belonging that we're so hardwired to seek out. So these states are describing so much that goes on in our mind and heart, and it's a much more complicated practice. So we are essentially knowing, let's say, a craving mind to be a craving mind. So we're labeling it. And we're knowing an aversive mind or a not wanting mind to be so and labeling it. We know that a mind is feeling anger, and we label it such. And we know that it's without anger. The same thing for sadness, happiness, confusion, boredom, puzzlement. Let's see, happiness, connectedness. Any state of mind at all, and any word that you would answer when somebody says, "How are you?" That is all referring to citta. So the idea is to be aware when a mind state is present, and to be aware when it's absent, to be aware when it's coming into existence, and to be aware when it's passing away. And there's a lot going on. So in the course of this next bit of time, you may be fortunate if you can be aware of one mind state, including its arising into existence, its presence, its passing away, and the absence of it. And we pay particular attention to those unskillful mind states, craving, aversion, and selfing. And also we pay particular attention to the wholesome mind states, kindness, compassion, and unselfing. The invitation is simply to know what's happening in our mind without reactivity, seeing our experiences as the weather arising and passing out of this primate mammalian brain. These experiences are not fixed and they're not self. They are just happening. We need to know what states of mind we're in, because they either lead to suffering or towards ease and peace. And we need especially to be aware of these mind states when they're arising or passing, so we can prevent the damage that might be done by unskillful mind states. So the new quality in this practice is the arising and the passing. You've learned to know when something is present or not. But we're going to be so closely observing for the arising into existence and the passing away of a mind state. knowing that our thoughts and emotions are really like the weather coming and going through the open awareness of the mind. When we practice in this way, we increase our strength for not being affected by the winds, the storms of our thoughts and emotions. So as I become more quiet, as a reminder, we're looking for the arising into existence, the presence of, the passing away of, and the absence of a mind state. A simple example would be, I become aware that the mind is becoming more focused and steady. And then I notice that it's remaining focused and steady. But then I become aware that that's passing. And then I become aware that the mind is not focused and steady, the absence of focus. That's a simple example that we are on alert for with thoughts and emotions as well. Mind states can be a bit like background noise. Maybe white noise in a distant room, little bits of chatter, a little bit of inner commentary. Would be curious to observe the starting and stopping of that, the inner commentary that's back in the background of our minds. And mind states can be very loud and prominent and familiar and recurring. So you can be curious if you're detecting any patterns, recurrences in a prominent mind state that you experience. With careful attention, you may witness the birth of a thought or the birth of a state of mind, again, like focus or not, or the birth of an emotion. And being curious where along this continuum of experience might selfing emerge. David White writes in his poem, Where Many Rivers Meet, all the water below me came from above, and all the clouds living in the mountains gave it to the rivers, who gave it to the sea, which was their dying. And so I float on cloud become water, central sea surrounded by white mountains, the water salt once fresh, cloud fall and stream rush, tree root and tide bank, leading to the river's mouths, and the mouths of the rivers sing into the sea. The stories buried in the mountains give out to the sea, and the sea remembers and sings back from the depths where nothing is forgotten.